Hello.
Hello, this is Ali. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This is Sheldon Cottrell, and I'm Park's supervisor. I just got to know from him that a terrible mistake happened, resulting to which a huge amount of money got transferred into your account. Precisely, we overpaid you with around $31,100. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I believe, sir, that you do not have, nor you will develop, any interest or intention of keeping what does not belong to you, right?
No, most definitely not.
We expect your complete cooperation towards this. I believe that he must have also explained you the technicalities of this transaction, particularly with the IRS. The thing about this transaction is that the moment either your bank or my bank gets to know about this, we are both going to be charged with 30% tax as a penalty. Why? Because the IRS, they laid down a provision in 2019 or 20, around that time, that any transaction, if it is taking place for the first time between two accounts, then the recipient bank account or the bank which is receiving the money has to give a clearance for the amount that is being credited. The clearance that we got from your bank was never of this amount. It was only for 316. But now,
right. The
amount that got transferred was way too much. So it just would not matter how good a relationship we both hold with our bankers, because these charges, they come straight away from the authorities. And because we have violated a rule that was laid down by the IRS because of an innocent mistake, so there is no way that we can escape the charges if this thing comes to the light of the bank. So we have to take care of the transaction in a way that you do not have to pay any penalty, and we do not have to pay any penalty either. This money gets back to us, and our accounts remain secure. And the only way to do so is to take care of this transaction with the help of bank itself, with the help of an international wire transfer. But when you are transferring the funds, you will not be stating them exactly what happened, because of which you are doing this international wire transfer, and you will make it entirely personal. This way, if you are making a personal transaction at your bank, there is not going to be any issue whatsoever. And when we get the money into our international bank, from there, we can accept the money into our actual bank account and settle everything and disconnect our account from yours. So, have you heard of this country, Hong Kong?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Now, Hong Kong is the place where you're going to send the money to. I will be soon providing you with the account details of one of my executives in Hong Kong. All you simply have to do is take that piece of paper on which the information of my executive will be. You have to take it to your bank, tell your bank that you want to do an international wire transfer. The bank is going to ask you a few questions, and all of it I will make you know of. You will be knowing about all the questions that the bank can ask you and also the answers to them. Most cases what happens is that when you're going in to do any wire transfer, the bank does not ask you anything at all. But in some scenario, the bank does ask you a few questions. Now, I want you to be prepared for even the worst case scenario, because I need this to be successfully done at the very first attempt. Because the longer this money stays into your account, the more risk it is at both our ends. So, whatever I'm going to tell you, you try to understand that. If you do not, ask me again and again if there is a need to. Alright? Make sure that you're absolutely clear on the entire thing. Before I give you the account details, let me just tell you a few things about how this is going to be done and how international transfers take place. First of all, have you done any wire transfer yourself?
No.
Okay. Now, the safest and the quickest way of sending $10,000 and above to anybody is through a wire transfer. And how you do it? You go to your bank, all right? You tell your bank that you're here to do an international wire transfer. The bank is going to ask you which country would you like to send. You tell them Hong Kong. Then the bank is going to ask you for the amount. You tell them the amount in US dollars. It will be $31,100. Then the bank is going to ask you, from which account of yours would you like to do this transaction? You give them the very account into which Mr. Park deposited the funds. Okay? After which, they are going to ask you for the account information of the person that you're sending this money to. And by that, they need to have the name of the person, account number, the bank he is banking with, where his bank is located, and where he lives. All these informations will be provided to you right now via a printout. You simply hand that over to the banker, after which the banker is then going to ask you two very important questions. And if you give them a satisfying answer to these two questions, it is done. Now, everything depends and comes on to these two questions. They will be asking you, who is this person that you're transferring the money to, and what is your purpose of sending him the funds? Now, when they ask you that, obviously, you cannot tell them that a mistake happened, and I happen to receive extra funds at my end. So when they ask you who this person is and why are you transferring him the money, you are going to make it personal. And what exactly you're going to tell them, that I'm going to let you know right away. So when you are asked who this person is, you tell them that this person is a friend of yours and a stockbroker by profession. I repeat, a friend of yours and a stockbroker by profession. And now that you're doing business with him, he can also be considered as a business associate. So when the bank asks you who this person is, you tell them that he is a business associate to me, a friend, and by profession, he is a stockbroker. Now we come down to the second question, which is, why are you sending him the money? The answer to that will be, I am purchasing certain stocks, and this is an investment that I'm making for which I'm sending the money to him. This money will be utilized for me to get stocks of a pharmaceutical company in Hong Kong that I am investing in. You get it?
Yeah.
Very well. Now, I will tell you in more details about whatever I've already told you, but let me first give you the account details so that you can get a much better understanding when I explain you things. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, is a printer attached to your computer, sir?
Yeah.
Very well. Now, just bear with me and stay with me on the line for some time. Let me just quickly get started with typing out the information for you. Once it is done, I'll print it out for you and then explain you in more detail how you have to go about this.
All right. I hear you need to purchase stock. Thank you. feel good.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We have got our internet back, so I would prefer giving you a call from my direct line. So I'll be calling you from my direct line right away. You need to answer my call, okay? The call will come to you from a number that starts with 838, okay?
Okay.
Now, answer that call and then I'll explain you what you have to do. In the meantime, the printout has already been sent out. Just check your printer if you have received anything or not, and I'll hang up on this line and call you from my direct line, okay?
Okay.